Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Triple Chalice Tarot. I'm your host, Aluna Odette, joined tonight by my lovely two co-hosts, Rowan Nix.
Hello.
And Tarouk Vachal.
Good evening.
And this is the Elementary of Tarot, Exploring the Cups Suit, Part 3. We have come together to create an audio library series of the tarot for anyone who is new to this art or seeking to be refreshed on the 78 cards of the tarot. We will go through each card one by one and through each suit exploring the inner worlds of tarot. So thank you for joining us for this magical course study. And as I said again, we are exploring the suit of chalices or cups. So, now that we are at the end of our journey, we are starting off with the Ten of Chalices. So as we get into the beginning, we're actually starting from the end. But the Ten of Chalices, a very harmonious card, a card that revels in marriage, happiness, ceremony, love being fulfilled. It's a very, because in the beginning of the Suit of Cups, we see the heart, you know, at its purest, at its sort of self-contained form, and it goes through the turbulent motions of sadness, heartbreak, uplift, joy, reminiscence, childhood memories, and we finally see the mature notion and sort of unison notion of all of these emotions coming together and creating a family scenario. So, Tarouk, would you like to go into the details and symbolism that's represented in this card?
Well, the Ten of Chalices, as far as the symbolism, when we look at the card, we can see that there is a family, there's a husband and wife. You know, the husband has his arms around the wife, and there's two children, and the Ten of Chalices are in the sky with a rainbow, basically, and the Ten of Chalices are inside of the rainbow. So this is a card about complete family harmony. This is about peace in the family. This is about relationships in the family being completely harmonious. This is about complete love, emotional fulfillment. This is a complete family unity, okay? This is about, you know, romantic relationships, also long-term relationships, being completely fulfilling, you know, on an emotional level, that there is fulfillment, there is happiness. I mean, you can't get any better than the Ten of Chalices when it comes to happiness in the family and in love, and even with friendships. Also, the Ten of Chalices can mean, you know, an amazing, you know, friendship where emotions are completely fulfilled. You know, it's fulfillment. That's my main single word. If I could choose one word for the Ten of Chalices, it would be fulfillment. Okay, all of your Ten Chalices are full.
And yeah. And what about you, Rowan? How do you perceive the Ten of Chalices?
Well, I think as you eloquently put earlier, it is definitely the happily ever after card. It's definitely the card of where you want a relationship to go. It's marriage, it's family, it's union, it's a mixture of elements. This can be romantic, this can be about a relationship, and usually it is. And it can also be about a business venture. It can be about a project that you've been working on that's really a labor of love, and now you've gotten to a point where you're happy with it, you're content, you're bringing in what you had set out to bring in the first place as reflected in the Two of Chalices. So this is really a card about manifesting your dreams and about really bringing all of that to the surface.
And I like how you brought it back around to the Two of Chalices, because in a lot of decks, it's represented that the couple that you see in the Two of Chalices, which is about an initial chemistry, a perfect sort of union, an intimate moment shared with someone, that couple oftentimes is represented and depicted again in the Ten of Chalices. So you see it's like that movie, fairy tale, happy ever after, like you mentioned, Rowan. So that was a very good tie-in. Yes. Are we ready to move on to the next card?
We have to talk
or
about the
would you guys
aspect.
Like to get into reverse? Yes. We should definitely talk about the reverse. So in my perception of the reverse of this, I'm definitely seeing divorce, okay, a broken commitment. If there are associating cards like swords or maybe even – probably swords more, and maybe the Ten of Wands as well, but this card is reversed. So the Ten of Cups is reversed in a reading. I'm definitely seeing infidelity. I'm seeing commitments broken, family disharmony. Okay, so, you know, also scandals. Okay, the house being turned upside down. This could also be, if there are pentacles associated, that it's saying that the stress of the financial tension is affecting the emotional harmony of the family. It could be abusiveness going on if there are some wands present. So all sorts of things can come up with this card, especially that so many of us have that sort of home life, or at least that family harmony that we're living with someone else in the house. So it doesn't always have to be a marriage. It could be just a partnership, a roommate even, that, or a friend, the person that you've had a friendship with for a long time and you guys just aren't working out living together. So what about you, Rowan? Let's start with you. What do you see in the negative aspect of this card?
Well, I see it as failing to get that completion. There's a lack of closure, I think. When this card has come up, I usually get a long-distance relationship kind of a thing where two people are never really able to come together. You know, they have the love, they have the relationship, but they don't have the follow-through to stick it through together, either for commitment issues or distance, or there's just something blocking in the way. The Ten reverse mm-hmm. means that there's many things left unsaid. There are many things left undone and untied that need to be brought together, need to be brought to a close, is what I get from it usually.
Excellent, excellent. And what about you, Tarouk? What would you say the negative aspect of the Ten of Chalices would be?
Well, I definitely agree with you in the aspect of that it definitely is about fighting. I definitely see divorce with this. Like you said, the house turned upside down. I agree with that with you. Definitely, I see this as emotional blockages also. You know, just unhappiness, emotional mm-hmm. unfulfillment. You're not happy in the house. You're arguing. Definitely a lot of strife. So yeah, completely the reverse of what the happily ever after, happily ever never. You know, happily
right.
ever never. That is what I see with the Ten of Chalices. So yeah, it's a nightmare.
Oh,
you
wow.
know, it's, instead of the rainbow, it's rain and thunder, lightning, clouds, you know, very reminiscent of the Tower card, kind of, you know, just, it's not good at all. So yeah, the Ten of the Chalices is, yeah, bad.
Okay, excellent. I think we nailed that one. Moving on, now we're going to venture into the court cards. And just to explain the court cards a little bit again, the court cards, they're associated with the page or knave, the knight, the queen, and the king. And these normally represent situations, sometimes characteristics, personas, people, definitely people. So natural attributes of people you can definitely see. And a lot of astrological associations too. Taurus probably would come up as queen or king of pentacles. You probably see more of the watery signs with the cups, fire with the wands, and air with the swords. So our first look at is a messenger, okay? It's the Page of Cups. And like I said, this card represents someone who is a messenger. He's venturing into creative beginnings. Also, I'm seeing this
I see this card oftentimes as someone who's very, has a real innovative and boundary-pushing form of art. So wherever they're applying themselves to, it's something fresh, it's something new, it's something just whimsical and really creative, and that person has such creative depth within themselves. So normally if this card comes up in a reading, I would say it's normally associated with someone who's pursuing arts, music, dance, you know, that of that sort, or even in romantic situations, maybe telling the querent to be in more pursuit of romanticism to keep their relationship healthy and thriving. Also, I kind of see this card a little bit associated, I don't want to say fully with the High Priestess, but also trusting a little bit of your inner self and playing with that childlike imagination and intuition, which can sometimes be bombarded with all this responsibility and things that we have to pay attention to and distract ourselves from coloring in a book, you know, or doing something, cooking, or just any creative endeavor that you find enjoyment out of, and it brings out that childlike imagination and creation for you, is what I'm seeing with this card. So let's start off with you, Tarouk. What would you say you see with the Page of Cups?
Well, with the Page of Cups, I see this, you know, and just like all the other pages, it's about the beginning. So this is about like a new, it could be a new relationship, a new idea, you know, something that you are going to put all of your emotions in. The Page is youthful, so it's somebody who is young, so very exciting. You're very excited about something new that's in your life. This could be a new job. You're very emotionally invested, and you're very happy about a relationship that you're extremely happy and positive, and you're just like, wow. It could be about, even friendships, you know, a new friendship. This is about, you know, being able to emotionally express yourself, being very emotionally expressive, always saying how you feel, being very, I don't want to say naive, but very youthful with your, just that happy-go-lucky, just very, you know, blue skies, and today's such a wonderful day, and I just want to just bless everyone with some positive energy. I definitely see that very Page of Chalices type of energy. It's just very young, youthful, exciting, looking forward to the new day. You know, do you guys understand what I'm saying? Like, it's just that very
a jovial character,
yeah.
Definitely. So what about you, Rowan? What would you say you see come up with the Page of Cups?
Well, as you said, the pages are always messages. So this could be a message that you need to listen to your intuition, because this card, as you also said, is very much related to the High Priestess. It is about listening to your intuition. It's about introspection. It's about looking within yourself for answers. So when this card comes up, it's definitely telling you that the answers are within you. You need to look within to bring them out and manifest them. Generally speaking, this card can also connotate a person, and it could be a person with dark hair, light features, usually pale skin, blue eyes, black hair, black or brown hair, etc. And this is somebody who's very sensitive, somebody that's very in tune, maybe artistic. This is somebody who listens more than they speak, but when they speak, it's very on point. It's very in tune with what's going on around them. They're always very aware and very conscious. This is what I get from this card.
Perfect. Okay, well, to venture into the reverse of this card, I'm seeing emotional immaturity and also a creative block. So a person who is more naive to responsibility, a person who could be quite often aloof and not really taking up responsibilities, or you ever known that person that they've just been doing something and trying to make it big, whether it's in music or film or something, and it's kind of past their prime. Not that there ever is a prime, but it's just worn them out so much, and that childlike enthusiasm that they have for it, it just isn't getting them anywhere. It's what I'm sort of seeing. I'm also seeing a blockage of creative expression. So writer's block, painter's block, any sort of block that just you can't have an outpour. Also, not being able to convey your emotions correctly, having emotional spats and spasms, you know, not being able to articulate the correct meaning or the correct attitude. Also, someone in a reverse, I would see this as someone who maybe doesn't have a concept grip on, I guess, societal norms or like polite behavior or courteous behavior, you know, sort of cordial, I guess to say, behavior in public. Maybe they're a bit of a prankster, aloof, they're kind of like just all over the place, you know, just really, really out there, which can be a good thing if they're that creative, just sort of artistic genius. Most times they are pretty far-fetched, but, you know, that is what I would say if this card came up in a reading about someone. What about you, Taruk? Let's start off with you. What would you say about the reversal of the Page of Cups?
Well, I agree with everything you were saying, so I just want to add to what you're saying. Definitely, I feel like the page in reverse could even mean somebody who is putting themselves in situations emotionally that is going to mess them up, like getting into relationships that are not healthy for them, hooking up with strangers. That's definitely a reverse Page of Cups. You know, getting into drugs. Not just kind of like a very not caring about where you're going to end up at the end of the night, just very throwaway with yourself, very emotionally immature, you know, and even, you know, having like tantrums, you know, very childish, very like, I can't get my way, so you know, just very... very immature, so a lot of immaturity, a lot of, you know, I see this kind of like an 18-year-old who just got a new car and they don't know, like, how to control themselves, so they're just, like, going everywhere and probably get drunk and get in a car accident, just very calamity-ish type. That's what I'm seeing with the reverse of the Page of Cups.
Excellent. And what about you, Roran? Anything you want to add to that?
No, just to expand on what you both have said, it is definitely somebody that's out of control with their emotions, somebody that is not in tune with themselves, that doesn't listen to their own inner voice, and sort of lashes out in a very spoiled, bratty kind of a way. This is somebody, because it is a page, and page connotates somebody that's younger, this is somebody who's very mature, like teenage, adolescent, et cetera. So pretty much what you both said, nailed it perfectly. I think we can move on.
Okay, perfect. So now we venture into the Knight of Cups, our charming, charming romancer here. Now, the Knight of Cups, he stands for romance. So if you close your eyes for a second and visualize the most attractive person in the world and them holding your hand and caressing you in moonlight, that is the Knight of Cups. That is his element. That is his realm. It's a demeanor that I think a lot of charming people take on. Maybe not necessarily all with the right intentions in mind, but it is that very sort of imaginative, sort of whimsical, hopelessly romantic, very charming. Now, in a positive note, it could be if you're in a relationship, someone that you aspire to be or your partner aspires to be for you, that sort of romantic, constant, keeping the spice of the relationship and the flow of the relationship going, surprising you with dinner, surprising you with movie tickets, or bringing home roses, you know, things as simple as that are the elements of the Knight of Chalices. Now, just because he's smooth, again, like I said, it doesn't mean his intentions are always pure, and there is a part of him that is in it for the score, I guess to say, because he is a knight, and knights are very vigilant. They're very out in the field, very out using their influences in the world to make change or influence the world with their change. So, you know, you might not be the only one he's wooing, okay, because he is that enigmatic sort of charmer. He's mysterious, to go off of Rowan, what Rowan would say, very handsome male I'm seeing in this energy, very handsome male, but could be female as well. But very handsome male, tall, dark hair, you know, very light features, and just very sort of well-dressed as well, well-spoken, okay? So they are the charmer. But, yeah, I'm definitely seeing that with the Knight of Cups. Now, what about you, Rowan? How would you tell about our little charmer here?
I would definitely say that he is very much the knight in shining armor. He would also be a very sensitive person, somebody who would have charities or causes that they believe in, a freedom fighter, you know, saving the animals, saving the children. These would all be things that they would be into. In the negative aspect, this is somebody that is cut off from their emotions. This is somebody that just does without thinking and doesn't have any sort of feedback with it. Or this could even be somebody that lashes out, somebody that is not in control of themselves, and then makes it everybody else's problem.
Excellent. And what about you, Tarouk? How would you describe the Knight of Chalices?
It's like the reverse.
Both aspects, if you want to tie it in.
Well, the Knight of Chalices, you know, he's somebody who is a brilliant person. He is somebody who is a seducer, so he's good at seducing, good at telling you what you want to hear, good at persuading you, getting you to do what he wants, basically. And in the reverse, the Knight of Chalices is somebody who, you know, it could be a negative aspect. He could get you to do things that maybe are not good for you. He may get you to, you know, give your last to him, you know, just you have $5 left and he wants $6 and you'll give him that $5 and you probably rob somebody for $6 and give it to him because he's able to make you do it. So he's somebody who can basically run game on you and play you, okay? So this is definitely a player who probably has a bunch of women or men, depending on, you know, what you like, and you're probably okay with it, you know? Yeah, so he's able to basically just play you and do whatever he wants with you and throw you away, and you're still like, I want you, you know? So, yeah, that's what I'm seeing with the King of Chalices.
Wow. Okay, so I guess we could definitely move on to the Queen of Chalices or Queen of Cups. And this woman represents emotional security. She's also calm and also very intuitive. So a very passive woman that knows how to give her sort of nourishing, it's an energy that isn't, I don't want to say motherly, because that's home of the Queen of Pentacles, but she does have her way. She's that mother that you can sit and literally cry with and tell your most embarrassing stories that you think the world would judge you on, and she is like that shoulder for you, and she's that non-judgmental. She can share in your pain or your joy. I mean, she's there at your wedding. She's there at all your sort of achievements and sort of accolades in life. She's definitely that supporter. She's also known to be a mistress, you know, a very home and humble oriented, very cooling aura in her home, very welcoming. And in the reverse, this could be a woman who is emotionally, again, immature, emotionally irrational. She has insecurities and is very codependent. You know, she can't really function on her own. She sort of leans on, a lot of times, men, you know, and is very clingy with men. So, Tarouk, how do you see this card coming up, both aspects of the Queen of Cups?
Well, the Queen of Cups, she can definitely, like you said, be that, you know, clairvoyant, you know, wisdom. She is somebody who is very psychic, intuitive. She is also somebody who you can rely on emotionally, but on the reverse, she's somebody who can definitely be an emotional manipulator. She can basically know what to tell you to hurt your feelings, or she may act like she's so hurt, like you said something that you know, maybe was not that hurtful, but she ends up, like, crying just to manipulate you into saying sorry and then, you know, getting what she wants out of you. So very manipulative, emotionally wise. And a lot of mothers tend to be that way, emotionally wise, tend to manipulate you. And, you know, they know how to get you to respond and be like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know. But really,
in guilt, right, yeah, right.
I definitely see that.
Okay. So what about you, Rowan? How are you seeing this card, the Queen of Chalices?
This card actually has a lot to do with the Scorpio sign. I think even Scorpio may rule over it, if I'm not mistaken. This is somebody who's very calm, very collected, very cool-headed, seeming, etc. This is somebody you can tell your secrets to, and they'll take it to their grave. Still waters run deep. And definitely, she may present someone very calm on the exterior, but on the interior, she may be a tempest. She may be wild and very vengeful or vindictive, and that may be her more negative aspects. So this is really about having that grace of duality within you and really about listening to your intuition. This card has a lot to do with the High Priestess, just as the Page did as well, because it is a more feminine water card.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. So to move on to our final card, which is the King of Cups, okay, this person is a father figure, the more supportive role in the father figure. He's kind of like that easygoing father figure that you know you can call if you've gotten, if you kind of busted up the car or you broke something in the house. You could tell him first because he's probably going to be like, okay, maybe we can fix it before your mother finds out. This is a king who, his domain is about keeping his family happy. So in the, going back to the Ten of Cups, you know, he's that male figure that's making sure things are working, things are provided, people are happy, the energy and the harmony is flowing and fluent throughout the house. And he will normally take the passive back seat to see that through. So he's not a domineering force. He's not a dominating male force. He's more passive and receptive and about watching his family growth and experiencing through their joy. Now, in the negative aspect, this could be a person who is also very manipulative, also known to be very moody and, you know, at senile, as is showing the king being an older man. So as, you know, people tend to age, sometimes their mental capacity can be detrimental or in dementia. So this is someone who on the reverse side, you know, he's prone to outlashes at his children or outlashes at his family or fault or guilt trips and things of that nature. And it also could show in reverse a person who's abusing alcohol as well, is what I'm kind of picking up too. So now with you two, what do you guys see? Rowan, let's start with you.
This is somebody that's a very sensitive older man. This is the shoulder that you can cry on, someone you can confide in, somebody that's always going to be there for you and really understand where you're coming from. He's very empathic and intuitive. On the negative aspects, he may be a little bit manipulative, he may be passive aggressive, and he may not be able to actualize his own emotions, although he's very inept at dealing you with yours. The card is usually depicted with a man sitting down and a water running under him. So there is a connotation of fertility or abundance within him, even though he is older. So this is a man who has a family or has the potential to have a family, for sure.
And what about you, Tarouk? What do you see with the...
Well, the king, I definitely see the king as somebody who is a benefactor, somebody who, you know, gives out favors. He is that father figure who does things for his children. He is somebody who, you know, is a protector as well. On the negative side, the King of Chalices can be somebody who is having a lot of emotional problems, emotional strife. Maybe he is being emotionally manipulated by people. Maybe his wife is emotionally manipulating him. This can also have to deal with having a lot of emotional pain, maybe childhood issues that are being brought forth into adulthood, which can lead into drugs and alcoholism. So definitely a lot of emotional problems that men a lot of times do not know how to handle, or they don't know where to go for help. So, yeah, that's what I'm seeing as far
Excellent. Yeah. Well, finished just in the nick of time. If you're still listening to us, thank you so much for tuning into our show. We will be continuing next weekend. Now we're going into wands or swords. Somebody say something. I think we'll do swords. Maybe wands. Let's do wands. It'll be easier. But we'll do the wands next week. We also have our midweek reading every Wednesday. It'll be done by one of us. I am your host, Aluna Odette, joined tonight by my lovely two co-hosts, Tarouk Vachal and Rowan Nix.
Good night.
Have a good night.